angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
There is a manifest evil that is affecting your neighborhood. It is hitting closer to your home than you think, but you can do something about it. Welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. I'm talking about the practice of human trafficking, of sexual abuse against children. More than 3 million children in America abused, trafficked for sexual purposes today. 1 in 7 sexually abused as minors. And that's why we do what we do at Skywatch TV. Joining me on a panel to tell you exactly what I'm talking about and how you can be of help, Skywatch TV CEO, Dr. Thomas Horn.
Tom, good to be here.
The CEO of Whispering Ponies Ranch. Let you know how miniature horses can be a tool in this ministry. Nita Horn. Nita, welcome.
It's good to be here. Thanks.
And our Chief Operating Officer here at Skywatch TV, who plays a vital role behind the scenes, both at Whispering Ponies Ranch and at Skywatch TV, Joe Horn. Joe,
hi, Derek. Welcome. Thanks for having us.
Tom, we've got, over the last 4 years, a number of new networks on which Skywatch TV broadcasts. Our outreach around the world grows through other online outreaches. We're on Apple TV, Roku, but still, there are people who really aren't familiar with our sister ministry and the partnership that we formed with Whispering Ponies Ranch and through Whispering Ponies Ranch, other ministries working to help children and people in need who've been victims of some of the most evil acts that the human mind can imagine. Why Whispering Ponies Ranch? Why is this something that you and Nita put together when you moved here to the Ozarks?
Yeah, well, of course, this started years ago at a different camp facility we were rebuilding for the Assemblies of God. And to make a long story short, while we were there, we were exposed to a very specialized camping ministry called the Royal Family Kids Camps. Mm-hmm. And what they do in those camps is they take these kids that have been rescued from sex trafficking. They wind up one way or another as wards of the state. They've been abused, sometimes terribly abused physically.
Many of them from foster care.
Some from foster care. And this is the largest camping organization of its kind in the world. They literally run hundreds and hundreds of these camps. And it's purely volunteer. So, you know, churches in different neighborhoods get all volunteers. Nobody's making any money out of it. A lot of them take their summer vacation time. And they commit it to becoming a certified counselor. They have to go through a process, criminal background checks, training, all that. And then they spend that week in a specialized camp, taking these children and helping them through a recovery process. And then there's also, of course, discipling and follow-up that happens after that. And so I had never seen anything like it in my life. I knew a lot about church camps. I pastored 25 years, right? And I watched these kids coming into Camp Davidson, and when they first get there, they're either terrified or they're hardened. They're mean because they're kind of reacting, right, to whatever physical situation and mental situation they've been in. And we would literally watch the miracle of how those kids came into the camp and then a week later crying, not wanting to leave, wanting to live there for the rest of their lives, but opening up through a different process of therapy. Well, so take that idea, and Nita has always loved horses, and we've seen all these studies in psychology and whatever on the benefits of using therapy animals, including therapy horses, and how that can help. Well, even combat veterans, PTSD, the whole thing, how these animals can help.
Well, I used to train therapeutic dogs, and so I understand completely what you're talking about.
Yeah, when we left Camp Davidson, we said, we're going to retire now. And I had made some money in real estate. And we are going to find land somewhere, and we're going to build a facility, and we're going to make it available at no cost to the Royal Family Organization. Why would we do that? Because a lot of kids can't go to Royal Family Camp because the counselors can't raise the money that it takes to pay $500,000, $700,000, whatever, a week. They can't raise the budget. And it's, and I've had counselors tell me it's terrible when you have to pick and choose which kids can come, which ones can't. So we said we're going to build a place and make it available at no cost, so we're going to remove that equation. And when I say, by the way, no cost, this includes everything.
Exactly.
Food services, and food services better than camps anywhere. I mean, we spoil these kids while they're there,
right? That's right.
We love it during camp say because all of us at Skyrock TV, we go to the camp and get lunch.
This is
really good.
Yeah, this is not tater tots and chicken strips. Yeah. They'll take pineapples and make these exquisite food. We're talking about culinary skills. So they make these exquisite swans and various, you know, animals from the forest out of fruits and vegetables. And,
right.
You know. Well, one of the greatest stories from last year's campsite, and I don't want to derail it, but was when you talked about one of the young boys who was there who just was having apples and grapes and fresh fruit for the first time. Right. And because of this,
the first time
that we take for granted as available at every corner grocery in America, saying, I'm eating like a king.
Right.
And he meant it.
He did mean it. And so that, you know, food is a very important part of being a blessing to these children and to loving them. Right. Well, I was hungry. And you gave me meat.
Yes.
So we're literally fulfilling the greatest, by the way, the greatest of the commissions of Jesus Christ. And it is by which Jesus Christ, when he comes back, is going to separate the sheep from the goats. And he is going to determine who is and isn't going to enter heaven by the interpersonal things. He's going to judge you that way. He's going to judge me that way. I was hungry. You gave me meat. I was sick and in prison. You visited me. So it's going to be those things as outlined by which he's going to separate. And the scary part, by the way, is he also addresses the goats who say, look at all these great things we did in your name.
Exactly.
So he's talking about religious people here, right? These are church-going people. Look at all the great, but what does he say? But I never knew you. So what's happening at Royal Family Kids Camps, what's happening at Whispering Ponies Ranch, is that these children are getting to know Jesus, and we are fulfilling this commandment in the most tangible and basic kind of ways. The other thing he says in there, by the way, is inasmuch as you did this unto the least of these my little ones. Well, you can't hardly get any more least of these my little ones than kids that have been sex trafficked, abused, neglected, abandoned, beaten,
tossed aside,
and, you know, God help us, but the majority of even some of the biggest churches spend very little to no time at all trying to do anything to repair these children.
Right.
So for us at Camp D, that's what got in our heart. We said, this is literally down where the rubber meets the road.
That's right.
There is no better way to spend our retirement, and I've never worked so hard in my whole life trying to retire, right, than to commit to that kind of ministry. So anyway, what happens at Whispering Ponies Ranch is we started the first year working with Royal Family Kids Camps, the national, we've had the founder of the organization on Skywatch TV. Then this last year, Teen Reach, which takes the kids when they age out of Royal Family Kids Camps, and they take them all the way up through 18 years of age, they started working with our organization. They've already done their training camps there, and now they're going to start running camps there. And then, Nita, you can maybe also explain the largest charity in the state of Missouri, right, is called Ark of the Ozarks. And these are older people, right?
Yes.
But we're offering the same kind of therapeutic ministry to them now.
They visit us quite often, and we love them. They come out and ride our little pony carts around and scratch on our horses, and their special needs.
Yeah, I mean, so they're special needs, but, you know, Ark of the Ozarks recognizes that people will think a lot about children, but they might not think about adults that also have these special needs. So anyway, and then Joe, maybe you could tell our audience about how we're now also working with Yaku Buyans, who that is and what that means.
Yeah, Yaku Buyans runs a ministry called 8 Days. And you'll have probably seen a couple of their programs that we had done here at Skywatch TV by the time this airs. But Yaku works directly with Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. In fact, he was one of the persons that was involved in the writing of that recent legislation where $400 million was deployed basically by the Trump administration for the use specifically in the rescue of people caught up in human trafficking,
right,
and the rehabilitation. So he's very hand-in-hand with this current presidential administration, but he runs a ministry called 8 Days, where they're raising awareness. They really feel like cutting off the demand for sex slaves is probably the most effective route, even though they'll continue to provide rescue for those that are victims of this. They feel like we need to cut off the demand, because if you rescue someone, but the demand is still there, they're just going to find more young boys and girls and women to either abduct or to seduce into that form of slavery.
Yeah, and I know he was involved in part of the training with investigators in some of these busts.
Yes, doing stings. Yeah. He educates a lot of the FBI agents that are involved in this as to how these stinger operations need to go, what they need to look for when they're trying to profile the criminals that are involved. So he's very high level. He is now partnering with us at Whispering Ponies Ranch, and we them, hand in hand. They'll probably be doing some of their leadership trainings at the ranch, again, at no cost. We're doing this as a ministry for their organization, because we share a lot of the same overarching goals that Yaku and his team have.
Right.
All of us on the panel here are parents, so we obviously have a sense of what it would feel like if, and praise God, none of our children have been abused or abandoned or neglected in the way that the kids that they're working with, or that Royal Family Kids are working with, Teen Challenge are working with. But again, this is not a problem. It only happens in other parts of the world. 3.2 million in the United States alone, sex trafficked, abused, neglected, abandoned in the course of any given year. That's roughly 1% of the American population.
Well, as a matter of fact, a recent study showed that around the world, that in the top 10 nations for sex trafficking, the United States was listed as number 3.
Yeah.
So this is not like this is a third world or, or you know, in the Orients or whatever. This is here in the United States.
It's in our neighborhoods. It's in our cities, our towns, even here in our small little corner of rural Missouri. This is a thing.
But if you're just joining us for the very first time, or if you've never seen past programs on what we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch, and you've heard the words and terms like therapy animals and rehabilitation, and we've got amenities and food service, what does this mean? Our facilities are unique in that when we have these children out with their counselors, we provide everything from recreational activities. So we have this beautiful rock wall that the Lord enabled us to procure for almost nothing. It's it's about an $80,000 rock wall that God basically put together for us for about $2,000.
Right.
So when you make donations to Whispering Ponies Ranch, when you support our ministry, Tom is extremely frugal about how every penny of that money gets allocated. But this idea of therapeutic animals, what is that? So Anita specializes in the use of miniature therapy ponies, and you can probably talk a little bit about that, how these miniature therapy ponies, and animals in particular, dogs included, they can sometimes bridge the communication gap between somebody that's soul has been so wounded they no longer trust human beings.
Right.
And if you don't know the training, you don't even know how to speak to these young people. If you use words that you would normally reconcile a healthy child, like I love you, I care for you, a lot of these, those are shutdown words for these kids, because in the past, words like I love you, I care about you meant that the very following act would be some form of abuse. The old bait and switch, you're luring them in and then you're going to abuse them or take advantage of their trust. Well, the cool thing about animals is that kids instinctively know that animals don't have any agenda to use them. So maybe they're not willing to speak to their counselor. Maybe they're not willing to speak to somebody with the camp. But they know instinctively that that animal's not going to use them or abuse them. They'll open up. They'll begin to interact with the horse.
Right.
They start to smile. They start to feel kind of open. And now they're talking to their counselor about the horse, and this is where the beginning of communication.
Right.
And for a lot of these kids, the very baby steps towards being able to communicate and healing takes place. So that's just a tiny snapshot
and
of how these animals are used.
Talk about what, you know, just some of the stuff that your staff does. The size of the animals, I think, even is important.
Right.
Well, I want to say really quickly, as I'm hearing you talk about these kids learning to reestablish a connection with someone that they can trust. We had a young lady, a little girl, on one of the Royal Family camps last year. And as we were riding around on the cart together, her statement to the instructor, which was Lynn, one of our drivers, she had told Lynn, "I love these little horses because I can tell them my secrets and they won't ever tell."
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So, I mean, it's think amazing. About that, how important that is to little girls to be able to tell someone a secret and know that it's going to go nowhere.
Right.
Sometimes they
right.
need somebody that they, well, that to me was a tester to Lynn. I think that was a little feeler.
True.
Could I, do you know what I mean?
Right.
It was a baby step getting to that connection.
Oh, even confessing to somebody
yes.
like Lynn that she was telling
exactly.
secrets to the horse was,
right.
A,
right.
was a bold
so,
step.
But it was the horse that was the main
that's right.
therapeutic step
the,
there.
The gap for
well,
the bridge.
Well, that verifies your point.
One.
Right.
I want to say one more because this was also really good. There was also a young man who was, he was talking earlier how about some of these kids come in so dysfunctional and unruly. There was one young man, and we're talking these kids that are on the bridge of puberty. So like they're like coming into that between age. Came in, and he was so unruly, they weren't even sure if they were going to allow him to come because he was such a challenge. One afternoon, scratching on Chigger, which is our tiniest little horse, that done it for him. We don't even know. I can't even tell you what happened during that moment. But for the rest of the time that little boy was there, they even came back and said, "Hey, if we have trouble with him, can we bring him up here and, you know, just sit with Chigger?" Well, sure, that's what we're here for. But that little boy was changed
right.
by that one interaction with that. We don't even know what he said or what happened. But anyway.
Well, and the counselors, well, over and over the counselors. And by the way, the number of camps at the Whispering Ponies Ranch probably by next year are going to be completely maxed out. That's how fast this has been, more than doubling every year since we opened it and now these other organizations. But that child, I remember the counselors talking about how amazed they were because they could not get him to open up. They could not get him to talk through his issues, which is part of the healing process, until he first started interacting with this little horse.
Right.
And Chigger is a special needs pony.
She is.
You know,
being
she's
a dwarf.
She's a dwarf, so she's got bone issues and whatever.
Yes.
We've got kids in wheelchairs.
Right.
So there's a lot here that goes on. You know, we have to do a whole series to talk about each and every little part. If we get time, we can loop back in a minute. Maybe you can tell
there's
one of the stories.
There's so many stories. I'm sitting here having to bite my tongue, but they go on and on.
But
before we run out of time, we need to get to some of the improvements and new facilities that we've been building.
Yeah, so some of the new facilities that we have been building.
Right.
We finished the pool house, and man, is it beautiful, right?
Oh, it's beautiful.
And it's a big pool. It's bigger than the, most hotels have as far as the swimming pool. And they used it a lot last year, but it didn't have the building around it.
Right, it was still outdoors, and there was construction going on.
So that's finished. For those of you who have been supporting this ministry, Whispering Ponies Ranch, either by sponsoring a pony, which if you want to find out how to do that, go to our website, skywatchtv.com, and up on the top of it, you'll see a link that says Sponsor a Pony. Click on it, and you can go in there, and you can see the ponies that can be sponsored. You can read about that part of the program. But for those that have been supporting this ministry, this is also an update to you, because last year, you know that we were working on the pool. Some people toured the facility.
Yes.
They saw that. Well, anyway, it's finished. It's beautiful. A really big thing is, when I came here, I built my wife a retirement home, a giant house, right? Like almost 7,000 square foot.
Right.
Beautiful home.
And this was supposed to be the last home you'd ever live in.
Half of the downstairs was the master suite, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Nita and I have given that back to the ministry. We've moved into a smaller home. And that is being completely remodeled now.
As we speak.
So it's got VIP rooms. These are hotel-like rooms. Every one of them have their own bath. There's a huge kitchen there that they can use. Because in the Royal Family Kids Camps, they have these senior adults that come as grandma and grandpa, because they're creating a family type setting. So you have big brother, big sister. You have dad and mom images.
Demonstrating a proper family relationship that these kids haven't known.
Just like in the New Testament, it's a communal kind of thing.
Right.
But, you know, the seniors, they can't go up and down the stairs, or we don't want them to, inside the major WPR building. And so we've given this back to them. So now they have this beautiful place.
Queen beds.
They're not sleeping on a cot. They're sleeping in a queen bed. And that will be, it's almost finished right now. In fact, it'll probably be finished in the next week, but definitely before we start running the camps. So I wanted you to be aware of that.
Gymnasium.
Well, we built a brand new gymnasium, and it's got the climbing wall and the basketball court, and we bought all the sports stuff. So if they want to play volleyball, whatever, that's all in there. But then we also just now also finished for camps, built a chapel.
Yes.
And the chapel seats 125 kids, got a huge stage for puppets, has its own PA system. And everything's upgraded on HVAC.
Yeah, we own the sound system now. We just haven't installed it because they're still in there working. But, yeah, we're this close,
Right. And the big dining hall would, if you packed people in, you could probably put 300 people in there. But it's all heating and air conditioning now.
And something our viewers have never seen are the new dormitories.
Right. The new dorm. So the facility can sleep 135 people per night, not counting over at the Hacienda, which could sleep, I guess if you used every bed, you could sleep about 30 people in that facility. They intentionally keep Royal Family Kids Camps small so that they can interact with these kids and the kids don't feel intimidated by there being too many, you know, kids at the facility.
You got to tell them about the buffet. This is so fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, so like last year, the kids loved the food, but we're just using standard, you know, like stainless steel, right. But we found that there was this huge sushi restaurant that closed down, and their food bar is a boat. It's a giant long boat.
It looks just like Noah's Ark.
Right. And, you know, and all the sneeze guards and stuff had like different aquatic species on there. So we're having all the that part of it replaced, not with glass, but with plexiglass. And then these are going to have horses and stuff running across them, right? Maybe some little imitations of the Whispering Ponies Ranch horses.
But the thing we need to talk about here is that, you know, obviously supporting, you know, the care and feeding of these horses is not a cheap thing in order to do it properly. And so that's why we're coming to you. First of all, to let you know what we're doing and how the miniature horses play into this, but then also how you can be a part of supporting the ministry through the support of the ranch.
There's a very interesting story in Acts 10 where it talks about Cornelius, right? And there's a statement in there where he says, "Your prayers and your giving, your prayers and thine alms," it says in the King James Version, "but your prayers and your giving have come up as a memorial before God."
That's amazing.
Think of how profound that statement is, right? That your giving and your praying literally can establish a memorial before God. Now, this wouldn't be why you would do it, but the day may come when you may need God on your side. The day may come when you may drop to your knees in prayer and really need God to remember you. Well, according to this story in the book of Acts, the way you establish a memorial before God is through praying, and it is through giving. And giving, of course, to the most needy. The Bible also says that God is a fatherless to the orphan.
Right.
This is something that is always in the mind of God, right? And so we ask that you help us at Whispering Ponies Ranch to continue growing this ministry. Obviously, for us to make this available at no cost to the users, somehow we have to pay for that. Nita and I have put our money where our mouth is. We That's have right. given our entire retirement investments back into this ministry. We've now given our home back to this ministry. And I'm not saying that, by the way, to get a pat on the back. I'm saying that you can know that we're not asking you to do something we too are not doing.
Right.
And the members of Skywatch Television have also personally contributed both money and time and investment and volunteer time in order to make this ministry function. So this is what we're also asking you. Please pray about sponsoring a pony, which is a $1,000 annual donation into this ministry. Of course, you could do more. Some people have paid $86 a month. We have quite a few people that do that in order to meet that. But this year, we are forming what we're now calling the VIP Founders Group. And for every person that makes a $1,000 donation to Skywatch TV and or for Whispering Ponies Ranch, you are automatically going to be a part of the Founders Group. Now, the Founders Group are going to be honored in ways that, well, frankly, nobody else is. In that at our annual conference, we are going to have a banquet. Next year, we're moving our banquet to the Chateau on the Lake. That's the most gorgeous resort in Branson.
Yes.
I mean, when I say resort, this place is astonishing. Beautiful. Nicest facility, that I think, in Branson.
Stunning views.
Stunning views of the lake and everything. But it can seat three times as many people as we're able to have this year at our other facility in Branson. So starting in 2020, the Founders Group and the Pony sponsors, first of all, you'll be in a banquet. And in that banquet, you're going to have a personal meet and greet with the speakers that are at the conference. But we're also bringing in special individuals. Now, these might be really well-known, outspoken, conservative, Christian Hollywood stars. This can be internationally acclaimed people in ministry. In fact, we're already working on who this is going to be, and I'm not going to tell you yet. Mm. And they won't speak at the conference. They will only be in this banquet as an opportunity for the Founders Group and the Pony sponsors to get to meet. Your name will also be added to the Wall of Honor inside the brand new SkyWatch Television studio. And then one other thing is, for everybody that's a member of the Founders Group or the Pony sponsors at the conference, you'll receive a $300 credit that you can use at any of the tables where you're meeting with the speakers and obtaining product that you may want, whatever it is, DVDs, books, or whatever. And this is going to be our way of saying thank you for joining us and helping us fulfill the greatest commandment in Scripture by which we all are going to be judged, and that is ministering to the least of these, my little ones, in the most tangible kind of way.
For more information, of course, you can always log on to skywatchtv.com. Check the top menu bar where it says Sponsor a Pony. That will lead you to the page of the SkyWatch TV store to tell you more about sponsorship. The VIP Founders Club to support this ministry. And just on a personal note, Tom, Nita, Joe, I am just honored and blessed to be a part of this, that God found a way to use my only marketable skill, which is talking, in a way to support this necessary ministry.
There'll be more info on this in the next upcoming magazine. We'll have the details about the Founders Group. Mm.
As we thank you for watching, as we keep watch, I'm Derek Gilbert. This is SkyWatch TV.